Hi, I'm Ariana.
And this is Cadence.
And we're going to be reflecting on our Sophomore Inspire Week. So for Sophomore Inspire Week, we went to the Durango Early Learning Center to give them little fairy houses that we made and a mud kitchen. So, Cadence, what specific role did you play in our group?
My specific role was building fairy houses.
Yeah.
What was yours?
My specific role was also making the fairy houses. So, yeah. So, what were the biggest and most lasting things you learned during this experience?
I think it was just more of, like, how to work with, like, a group, because, like, before going into that, working with groups wasn't really my thing, and now it's just easier, because now I know how to, like, communicate, and how much more fun it could be, and you just get the job done quicker.
Yeah, me too. Like, we were kind of forced to work together, so we couldn't, like, just go off and do our own thing.
Yeah.
We had to, like, communicate, so, yeah, I learned how to, like, communicate better.
Yeah. So, what lesson did you learn that you will take with you moving on forward through school and work?
I learned how important it is to communicate with my peers. Because, like, if we weren't able to communicate, we wouldn't have gotten the project done in time. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think I agree with that because, like, I think the communication was important because if we didn't have it, everyone would just be trying to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one would really have, like, a set plan of, like, what their job was.
Yeah.
And just, like, overall what we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, I think we did a good job with, like, giving everyone a role. So, like, there's a group that did fairy houses, another group that did the kitchen, another group that, like, did the spreadsheet thing for the staff.
Yeah, so, like, we were just very well organized about what our roles were.
Mm-hmm.
Even, like, during, like, the projects and stuff, like, we weren't all trying to work on the same fairy house. Like, we all had our individual ones.
Mm-hmm. So, how effective were you at time and task management during this project?
Well, me personally, I was probably the most time effective that I could have been, although I did miss a day, so that kind of set me back for a little. But thanks to my group, they were able to pitch in and get it done, and I just got to help add in some little minor details and just, like, get some fun stuff in.
Yeah, I agree. Since we were the group that was doing fairy houses, there wasn't much to do. We had, like, 3 days to make simple fairy houses
for little
so
kids.
Like, we kind of just sat there for some time not doing anything, but then we came up with an idea of how to use our time.
Yeah.
So we built, like, a little like a house for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that was fun. Okay, how did you have to collaborate during this project?
I had to collaborate by, you know, making the fairy houses, and I, like, all of us went to, like, the store to get the supplies we needed, and, yeah, I just contributed with, like, ideas of how our fairy houses should look, too, so,
yeah.
How about you?
I collaborated for the 2 days that I was here and helping kind of brainstorm, like, the materials to get and, like, just some, like, ideas of what we were going to, like, get while we were at the store and how they were going to look. And, like, even when we were just, like, with the kids, we were asking them, like, what they wanted to make sure that we, like, incorporate, like, their ideas. I was also helping with the painting and trying to build some of the fairy houses.
Yeah.
What was the most challenging or difficult part for you in this project?
Probably talking to new people. because before this project, I just talked to you.
Yeah.
So I was kind of forced to talk to everyone else in our group. So that was pretty challenging, but I made some new friends out of it. So, yeah. What was the most challenging thing for you?
Probably just trying to get along with everybody because, of course, when you spend too much time with the same group.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes there's always going to be people that really just kind of get on your nerves sometimes. And it was just kind of challenging for me to, like, not want to just walk out or, like, yell at them or anything.
Yeah, that was also really difficult for me. Like, yeah, spending an entire week with the same group of people can be frustrating.
Every day, all day.
Yeah, it could be frustrating.
Yeah.
But we got through it, so.
It's worth it.
Yeah. So what advice do you have for future students about how to make the most out of their sophomore Inspire Week experience?
Well, it's like, okay, it's very exhausting, but in the end, it's like worth it. But definitely, like, don't waste your time. Don't take this as, like, something, like, where you're like, wow, I'm just going to mess around until last minute. Like, it's actually so much fun if you're actually, like, engaging with your group. And make sure you do time management. Like, don't miss days like I did. And actually, like, put in work every second that you have. Like, it's fun.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Like, I would tell the future students that are going to do Sophomore Inspire Week to, like, set a plan. Mm-hmm. So, like, plan out every single day with what they want to do that day and, like, assign certain tasks for everyone.
Like, get all the rules played out.
Yeah. So, what was your stress level like during this project?
Not high at all, actually.
Oh.
I was very relaxed during it because during the whole, like, part where we were trying to gather all of our things and, like, just, you know, getting the materials, figuring out what we wanted and stuff, like, none of it was really stressful to me because I was just having fun. Like, it wasn't like I was trying to write a paper. Like, I was just building fairy houses and getting materials. Like, it wasn't anything hard.
Yeah, so, like, the actual process was really fun.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like it wasn't that stressful for us. But there was definitely moments when I was stressed.
I feel like the only stressful thing was definitely, like, the time that we had to do it. Like, we really only had, like, 2 days or, like, 3 days, I guess. But, like, having to go to, like, I think getting the materials actually was a little bit more stressful because we couldn't exactly find everything that we needed.
Yeah. And, like, we went to the thrift store, couldn't find anything. It was pretty stressful.
Like, yeah, we couldn't find, like, everything that we needed that they like wanted.
Yeah.
And that was kind of stressful, and of course that kind of like minimized our time to like actually work on them. And of course when like you have a plan oh my god when you have a plan of like how your fairy house is gonna look, like, and that isn't working, then that definitely adds to like now you gotta come up with a new design.
Yeah, I like had a whole idea for my fairy house and it didn't go great.
Same.
So I was kind of upset about that, but but I worked it out, so it's fine now. And the kids were happy, so yeah. What was your favorite memory from Sophomore Inspire Week?
I think it was when we got to bring everything to the kids and just like watch them like play and like run around and have like so much fun and like enjoy the fairy houses and like even with the little house, like letting them paint, they were like going at it, like having so much fun going on the inside and outside. Like, I think that was really fun. I enjoyed talking to them too. They're something special.
No, my favorite memory was also going to the Durango Early Learning Center and just like hanging out with the kids, and I liked seeing them like play with their new kitchen that we made them. It was so cute. And it made me feel good about what we did, because like through the week I was kind of stressed, but all that work that we put in really paid off. Is that all you would like to say, Cadence? Any more questions?
No.
Any more thoughts?
No, I think it was worth it, but I definitely wouldn't do it again.
Me too. Okay, so I guess that's it.
Yeah.